This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My name is Magbunsu, a student of TI Ahmadiyya Senior High School. And in your statement, you made mention of, you said Muhammad praised Jesus Christ not less than 25 times in the Quran. But I'm a little bit doubtful. I want to know the truth by seeing it clearly from the Quran. But this is the case that Muslims do not allow any Christian to touch the Quran. So how then should I know the truth from the Quran?
MashaAllah, brothers asked a very good question. He said, I told in my lecture and the question and answer session that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, 25 times by name in the Quran. But the Muslims don't allow him to touch the Quran. These Muslims are ignorant. You have to forgive these Muslims who don't allow you to touch the Quran. Because the Quran is not only revealed for the Muslims or the Arabs, the Quran is revealed for the whole of humankind. The Quran says in Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14, verse number 1, we have revealed to thee, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to lead humankind from darkness to light. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14, verse number 52, here is a message for mankind. Let them take warning therefrom. Let them know there is one God. Let the men of understanding take heed. The Quran says in Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse number 185, Ramadan was the month in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance for humankind, as a criteria to judge right from wrong. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Zumur, chapter 39, verse number 41, that we have revealed to thee, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Quran, to instruct the humankind. So, brother, the Quran is for the whole of humankind. And I would give you a copy of the Quran. And you can read the Quran. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he dictated letters to the non-Muslim kings, asking them to accept Islam. And he dictated verses of the Quran. Surah Imran, chapter 3, verse number 64. Come to common terms as between us and you. Many of the non-Muslim kings accepted Islam. Some of them tore the letter. Some of them even trampled it beneath their feet. So when Prophet Muhammad could give verses of the Quran, why can't I give to the non-Muslim? Brother, I would like to ask you, do you believe there is one God?
Yes, please.
Do you believe Jesus is God, peace be upon him? Do you believe Jesus is God or do you believe he's messenger of God?
Actually, a messenger of God.
Very good, mashallah. Do you believe Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God? I gave a talk of 1 or 20 minutes. Do you believe Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God?
Please, that one I have to make my own research too. Sorry? I'm not yet convinced about it.
Which part of my lecture you're not convinced? See, research you have to do. Fine. Tell me which part do you want to do research? I'll help you.
Oh, please. That one it will take a little bit more time.
Little more time? I can give you time. I love you, brother. Brother, I love you.
I know that.
Sorry?
Yes, please.
I love you.
I love you.
And I want you to come to the truth. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said in the Gospel of John, seek ye the truth, and the truth shall free you. I gave a lecture of 1 hour 20 minutes proving from the Bible that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has been prophesied in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, also told about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now, do you believe in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
Please, that one, unless I read from the Quran to confess before I can.
I would like to give you a copy of the Quran. You can come on the stage. I'll give you a copy of the Quran, and inshallah, I want you to read and get convinced. Come on the stage, please, brother.